It is a review. It's Dan, Neil and Sean. After Liverpool 3, Atletico Madrid 2. They've only gone and done it again. And Neil, there's lots around all of these lineups at the minute. They keep coming thick and fast. We've got Isak's first start. We've got Szoboszlai midfield. We've got two new starting fullbacks from the game the other day. Where do you think he's at, the manager, with these selections in terms of what we now know over the last couple of games and also going into the weekend?
So I think let's sort of start with, firstly, let's start with Isak. Sean dropped in the WhatsApp group beforehand that he sort of wasn't surprised or wouldn't have been surprised because off the basis when the rumour was going round that he gets a full proper warm-up that they can observe and they can work on. It's not the idea he's warming up himself, just jogging down a touchline or anything like that. And so what it means is that all the way through he's got staff around him, he's got other players around him, and they can see where he's up to and that he's doing everything right. And that's not to say that he wouldn't, but it just is a more intensive warm-up pre-match. So I think that was, you know, I think that was a good observation, and it may well be part of why the manager's chosen to use him from the start. I will be intrigued to see how he's used on Saturday, if at all. It may surprise people and it may be down to how the game goes, but it would not surprise me if we actually don't see him at all on Saturday and then see him start again against Southampton, and maybe they look to get another 10 or 15 minutes into him as and when that one comes around. So that's that. Then the next thing is, I'm struck on the fullbacks. You know, let's be clear, the plan for Robertson will not have been that he gets as much of the game against Burnley as he ends up getting. That won't have been what they wanted for it pre-match. That was a circumstance-driven one by the manager with Kerkez. But he still backs him again and backs him to go again in this from the outset. And, you know, Robertson's last off, 86. It goes that long before Robertson gets withdrawn. He is the last sub there for Kerkez. So it's de facto pretty much a 90 that he drops in. So they obviously, you know, back Robertson, back his fitness enough to do what they've done there. Again, I would be surprised if Robertson now starts against Everton, but, you know, we'll see, and I've been surprised before. And I think with Frimpong, and it's interesting really with Isak, and then he decides to throw in Gakpo, which I think is worthy of a bit of conversation. But Isak and Frimpong, he's treated them effectively exactly the same way. It's worth saying that Frimpong obviously gets his hour against Bournemouth, and we haven't seen him since. So yes, he's had a pre-season with Liverpool, but it is now approximately a month since he's last been able to play meaningful football. And again, I think we've discussed this before, the number of times you can break the game is therefore, it's an impact on a manager's decision